You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Let's return now to the State of the Nation address. And in that speech last night, President Ramaphosa doubling down on his commitment to the NHI, National Health Insurance, promising it will reduce inequality, save lives, and ensure fair treatment for all. He went on to outline plans for a single electronic health record accreditation for providers and ministerial advisory committees, while also pledging to modernize and expand hospitals. But here's the question. Can the government fund and manage this massive overhaul? There have been questions around this for a long time. Is it going to fix the healthcare system or break it even further? What happens to private healthcare and medical aid in this new landscape? Joining us now to take a look at some of these assumptions is Thanishan Naidu, Chief Executive Officer of the Health Funders Association. A very warm welcome to you. So, the President saying last night, NHI, in his words, will ensure fair treatment for all. Not the first time that he said that, but we do have a public sector that is collapsing in that respect. I wonder if that promise is realistic, or do you think it's just more political rhetoric?
I think it's quite a challenging statement to make. And I think fundamentally part of the rhetoric and concern is there hasn't actually been any costing done with regards to NHI. So, you know, as any particular business plan, you've got to do your costing to understand what is the impact, how much will it cost. And unfortunately, much of the details that's required to understand how do you fix it? What is the game plan? How much will this cost? Is simply, unfortunately, missing from a lot of the details and the statements.
Is the reality that a project of this size and how and the time it's going to take to roll it out is almost simply impossible to cost?
No. I think it is quite possible. I think some of the private sector have actually done quite a bit of substantial research to understand it. I think this is exactly, you know, where the private sector can help. Because we do understand healthcare, you know, with many years that we've worked in this environment, we understand the costs, we understand the expected claims, we understand how to contract, purchasing, you know, all of these type of things. So we are actually in a good position and understanding with all the skills and expertise to help to understand cost us ourselves as well. We've kind of costed something and we're working on, you know, a final kind of model of what this will take.
Without the costing, though, do you think that NHI is or faces the danger of just being stillborn?
I think the Act currently is, as it stands, I think will be really hard-pressed to achieve its objectives. Firstly, you know, the costing is one element. But I think there are so many uncertainties that lie within the actual rollout. For example, the impact that's going to have on the healthcare providers. So how will they be contracted? You know, how will they be accredited? What happens if they don't actually be accredited? You know, and so there's many unknowns and uncertainties, which is simply requires, you know, a collaborative approach between public and private sector, because we can provide some of the details to help navigate this. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to say this, you know, without the private sector, I do think it'll be a stillborn activity.
I'm wondering how your cost modeling is differing from what we have heard already in terms of estimates.
Sure. So I think we'll actually release, you know, in the coming weeks kind of our estimates, but I can just give you an indication of how we kind of see the picture. We know, for example, that the public sector costs about 250 billion rand, which is funded through taxes. The private sector is about 280 billion rand, but that is after-tax discretionary income. Now, I think if you take a higher-level view, the way that the NHI fund is meant to be or intended to be is that 280 billion rand will be absorbed to the NHI fund. The only way that can actually happen is through raising taxes. So personal income taxes will have to be substantially increased. So our kind of crunching of numbers and so on, I can just tell you, is substantially higher if we want to achieve the same level of quality that we currently experience in the private sector. If all 60-odd million people are intended to achieve that same level of quality, it's going to be substantially higher than the current over 500 billion rand.
How concerned is the association about this ministerial advisory committee or committees that are going to decide healthcare benefits? I mean, simplistically, it's politicians making medical decisions, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we are, of course, concerned because I think we've not really understood what those terms of the Ministerial Advisory Committee is going to be doing. And as yet, we haven't received an invite. You know, we'd like to be part of those conversations. We'd like to be involved in it, you know, and provide guidance, provide input. If I can put it this way, nobody knows the private healthcare sector better than the private healthcare sector. So we would like to build, you know, a better healthcare system for all. But, you know, we'd love to be part of the invite to that MEC and other discussions, you know, in unfolding the UHC and NHI.
Are you confident you'll be invited to a seat around that table?
We can only hope. We keep on knocking on the doors and you know, saying we were available and we're happy to have these discussions and, you know, make available our knowledge and skills. So we do hope that, you know, that will actually be received and warmly accepted.
But the fact is that there's been silence so far, and that in itself tells a story, and that's worrying.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we are concerned, you know, the fact that even before NHI was actually promulgated as a law, we've continuously engaged with government and engaged, you know, the state on the concerns, not just about the funding, but the procurement and all sorts of issues. Unfortunately, none of our suggestions or submissions have actually made it into the final NHI. So we are, you know, we are naturally concerned. But having said that, we always have our door open. We want to collaborate, you know, we want to discuss. So, you know, it is a question of will actually, you know, we be have seats at the table to help engage on that.
Just one final question that the president alluded to last night, the single electronic health record, all part of phase one. Again, in principle, it sounds like a good thing, but you've got to ask the question, does government have the tech capacity to pull it off, or could this be another failed IT project?
So, as I said, I think we haven't actually understood or seen any of the specifications. In principle, you know, having an electronic health record is almost a must-have. It will enable better quality of care, lower costs, you know, and ensure the right appropriate treatments. Unfortunately, we haven't seen any of the details around who is the provider, what will be the technical specs around it, how will it be rolled out, you know, those type of things. So unfortunately, it's difficult to comment on something that we haven't been privy to.
Still a very murky landscape ahead. Thanachin Naidoo, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer of the Health Funders Association.